It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:32 the time. That's actually one of my favorite new songs. That's Yard Act and Fixer Upper. And last night, the Planning Commission did a concept review over the new Rivian, and that's the electric car company planning to move into town. We're going to discuss that for a couple of seconds with our mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen calls in this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you today. Thank you. And I know you had the week off this week, and you were kind enough to go ahead and call us in anyway this week, so I appreciate that. Rivian is an electric car company that has wanted to move into the movie theater that's been empty for some time and turn it into an event center. And last night, the Planning Commission went over their concept review. Just on the surface of this happening, what is it that you hear that you're liking about it, and is there anything that you're hearing that might concern you about this?
Well, you know, this is likely going to come to us for a vote, Ed, so I've got to be, you know, obviously I'm keeping an open mind. I'm not taking a view until I see, you know, all the information presented. But, you know, it's an interesting concept. I don't think it's what many people thought would be proposed for the movie theater, which has been a movie theater for a long time. I mean, as you would have heard or seen in the concept presentation, they're still thinking about some limited movie showing in there, but not a traditional movie theater as we would all think of it. So, you know, it's on the other hand, there's some exciting elements of it. You know, bringing a new electric car company in to sort of showcase might bring, you know, some focus on the community and might bring some interesting other ancillary, you know, businesses to other parts of our community. So right. we'll have to see. Okay. I think there's a lot to be discussed, you know, yet before it ultimately gets to a council vote.
Okay. Now, what would the next step be for the Planning Commission? You're a former member of the Planning Commission, one of our best. And what would be the next step for the Planning Commission before you see it on the City Council?
Well, you know, this went in as you noted on a concept review, which is, you know, where an applicant says, "Hey, I'm just going to go get a hearing and sort of listen to what kind of reaction I get from the Planning Commissioners, from the community." So I can craft an ultimate proposal to submit to planning. So they've got to go to the next step, which is, okay, what do we, you know, what's the feedback we got? What's the input we got? How should we tailor our actual application and then submit it? And then I would have to go back to planning and eventually come to the council. So, okay. You know, a couple more rounds to go here for sure.
All right. We'll be discussing this for sure over the next few weeks, no doubt. You're also a former member of the Board of Education, so I'm curious as to, with the COVID-19, with what we've been doing with education and kids learning from home, are they making decisions that you would have agreed with if you were still a member of the Board of Education?
I would have started school all remotely online, which is what's happening here in Orange County, not by local choice. Obviously, that's because we're still on the watch list and the governor said it'll all be remote learning. But at the point where we are right now, I would have started it there. I would have looked to transition to a hybrid model like a lot of the districts are looking at, where you have got kids in a couple days a week at least. But, you know, I wouldn't have done any of that until I was absolutely sure that I had adequate testing and adequate PPE for not only the kids, but the teachers. You know, you're asking people to go to work in those environments. So you have to get all of that ramped up and in place. And quite honestly, Ed, I don't know as though we're there yet to be prepared for that level of caution.
Right. It is a safety first issue. It should always be a safety first issue. And with the virus numbers and the state's Cal Ready electronic lab not getting accurate county numbers, and Orange County supervisors Michelle Steele and Don Wagner having both publicly suggested the numbers of reported hospitalizations are artificially high, yet frontline workers and doctors claim those numbers to be much higher than the county is reporting. Can I ask you, please, as a city council member, to not make any reopening decisions until we get accurate data and not based on any faulty data? Is that something we can look forward to?
Oh, yeah. We want the information to be, you know, accurate. And they've got lots of criteria, as you know, for reopening in terms of positivity of cases, numbers of cases per 100,000 of residents in the county. So there's a lot of metrics which have to be satisfied and haven't been satisfied yet before we can go there. I'd be, you know, just something of this nature, I'd be shocked if it was overreported. I think right. In all likelihood, it's underreported, right? Because how do you get every death determined traced to COVID logged in that way? That's not how the world works.
Right. So. Well, as an example, we had been for several weeks, we had been running at about a 12 to 15% positivity rate. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, the reporting on the numbers was just down to 1%. So out of 5,000 tests given, there were only 65 new cases. That's about 1%. That's not an accurate report. That can't possibly be accurate. It actually, you know. So the math doesn't work.
It seems like too big a move. Right, yeah. Right. All at once.
Right. Yeah. Now, exciting news this week. You've announced your intent to run again.
Yes, I've got to file my papers. I'm looking to do that today. Okay. And we'll see if the voters will have me one more time. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to file.
What goes into that decision making for you? What went into it specifically for you? What went into the decision to run again?
Well, you know, I think a large part of it was this COVID aspect. You know, I think we're in for cities enjoyed some really good years, financially stability. My background is, as a finance attorney, I've worked with public agencies for over 30 years, and I think the level of expertise that I have in the financial area and the practical experience I've had, frankly, for 4 or 5 months now on these COVID type decisions, will be, you know, certainly a benefit if I'm reelected to the council. So right. That's one aspect. Of course, the other is always a personal decision. You know, are you ready to do it again for 4 years? And talked with the family about that a lot, and the answer came out yes.
Mm-hmm. So the family completely united in the decision.
We had a good conversation about it. Yeah, so it was. They said you could do what you want, Dad, but you know, it was the good support. I've had a great family, and that's why I've been able to do this for so many years. Because they. My wife in particular, gets behind me and supports me, and we work it out. So right. It's good.
Right. Okay. So the coming meeting on Tuesday night, what can we expect to see on Tuesday night?
So we've got the second reading of the historical ordinance that we, you know, talked about at some length a month or so ago. And that's, you know, when you have an ordinance, you have two readings. The first one is sort of the real substantive meat of it. And then the second one is, procedural, where you adopt it. So we've got that. We've got in front of us the city's in escrow on a parcel of land down in South Laguna, vacant land, piece of on PCH. We've got an environmental review we've got to do on that and make a determination as to whether we want to proceed to buy it. And then probably sort of the big one from a community-wide perspective is we've got an item on the promenade and whether to extend it. It currently is through September 7th. Right. And, we've got an item to say, should we extend that out longer?
And what's your gut feeling on that?
I suspect there's going to be support for that, just given the fact what we were just talking about, right? Restaurants are still closed on internal dining. The whole idea was to give a shot in the arm to some of our restaurants and local businesses down there. So I would think that it would, I think we'll hear support for it from the public, and I would expect it would be approved by council for an extension.
All right. Mayor Whalen, the very best of luck in your upcoming campaign, and certainly the best of luck Tuesday night in the meeting. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, Ed. Likewise. Have a great day.
Thank you for taking the time with us this morning, Mayor. 8:41 The Time. It's The Mornings with Ed Show.